This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, so normally our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 joins us, but he's off this week. I think he's off because it's Thanksgiving. I didn't actually ask. Is that terrible? When people you work with, or even just friends, tell you they can't make it, do you ask why? Always feels a little bit rude to me. So when people can't make it, whether it be to tape our show or get a drinks, I never expect an explanation, so I never actually ask, but I think it's Thanksgiving. If you're listening, Gara, hello, hello, hello. So it's just us today, naughties, but don't worry, we've got a ton of gossip to jump into, so let's do that right now. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Did you sing along? I love audience participation. I do. It makes me smile. Just the thought of you singing along wherever you are puts a smile on my face. So a big story at the top of the show. Breaking news over the weekend. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles have split up after almost 2 years together. So they're taking a break from their very high-profile romance. So that's an understatement, isn't it? That's all we've been talking about for 2 years. The split is said to be amicable, and the two are, quote, very close friends, multiple sources are telling People magazine. People always put out the really nice side of the story, don't they? And so they're very, very celebrity friendly, so they only talk to people who say nice things. That's their shtick, and I think that's why so many people enjoy reading it. They go on to say that he's still touring, and now he's going abroad, and she's focused on the kids, her kids, and working in LA. In fact, Wilde and her children, 8-year-old son Otis and Daisy, who is 6, attended his concert in Los Angeles on Tuesday. So they were all together on Tuesday. The kids were there too. So when you include your children, when you bring your children along, you know things still have to be right, because no mother wants to put their kids into a situation that is potentially explosive. So as of Tuesday, they were all still getting along. My sources tell me that this is the truth, that this isn't just People magazine looking at it through rose-coloured glasses. They are still getting along, and there's a chance that they could get back together. It's very difficult when two people have such demanding careers. He's on tour. He's going all around the world. Was she just going to drop everything and go with him? What about her children? It's not just taking time off work. It's not just dropping her job. It's dropping her kids. She has 50-50 custody with her children and her ex, Jason Sudeikis. I love him. The two were photographed holding hands back in January 2021. That's when we found out that they were together. That was 2 months after she and fiancé Jason Sudeikis called it quits. They never married. Jason and Olivia never married, but we spotted them back in 2021, there'd been rumours that they were together, but that was the first time we actually saw them holding hands. We saw them a few months later at Coachella, and we saw them in London, New York. He's based in London, really. She's based in New York slash LA. She's actually in LA more than she is in New York. And at the time, they were filming this movie together. So this movie that got all this attention, she was the director, he was the star, Florence Pug was in it, lots of drama going on there. And she said about the relationship to Vanity Fair, neither one of them really liked talking about this relationship, but when you do a cover with Vanity Fair, you have to be prepared to answer the questions. That's part of the deal for getting the cover. If you have all these things you won't talk about, then you probably won't be on the cover. But she said, quote, "Our relationship was long over before I met Harry." So she's talking about Jason here. She wants everybody to know that she had broken up with Jason before she got together with Harry. She went on to say, quote, "Like any relationship that ends, it doesn't end overnight." So that little caveat, that additional sentence, is because what Olivia wants us to believe, and I think it's the truth, is that her relationship with Jason deteriorated over time. So was there an actual cutoff date? Was this the date that they ended? And was this the date she started with Harry? And do those dates add up? And were they separate or did they overlap? I think she's given herself a little bit of wiggle room here, because who is to say when a relationship ends? Does it end when you start fighting, or does it end when you officially end, or does it end somewhere in the middle? There's that grey period, isn't there? We've all been in relationships that have come to an end, and they don't ever end just like that. It's never a full stop, is it? It's sort of a gradual fading away in many, many cases. That's what happened with her and Jason. So she definitely wants it made clear that she did not see them both at the same time. Although we have some doubts about that, because a former nanny claimed that her relationship with Harry very much was part of the demise of her relationship with Jason Sudeikis. So, taking a break, my sources say they could get back together. My Jason sources tell me that he today is feeling very optimistic about all this. He would take Olivia back in a second. He still loves her. He will forgive her. He'll think of this as a 2-year indiscretion. What's the word that Will Smith's wife used? Jada, an entanglement. I love that word. Maybe this was a 2-year entanglement, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles have split up after almost 2 years together. Will she get back with Jason? Ooh, it's a good question. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Moving along, Adele has finally opened her residency in Las Vegas. So her much-anticipated residency launched on Friday at the Coliseum, and it started with an apology. She said, quote, "I'm truly sorry for any inconvenience and disappointment that I've caused, but we're here tonight and together." She went on to say she really, really had to thank Caesars because of all the stuff that went down. Remember, she cancelled her shows, they were delayed. She said about 90% of what you read was actually made up, but not once did Caesars ask her any questions. That's not exactly true. So my sources tell me Caesars were very supportive, but they did have a lot of questions. When you book all those shows and you sell all those tickets and then you cancel, they have to figure it out. They have to give refunds. They have to hold onto the tickets and exchange them for new dates. They have to schedule new dates. Also, too, that room, the Coliseum, it's booked by other artists, rotating artists. So they have to look at the whole schedule, the calendar, make sure it all works out. So they did have a lot of questions, but they were supportive because they didn't want to lose Adele. You know, for her opening night, there was a ticket for sale for $25,000. One ticket, $25,000. So this is going to be massive. Now, since Celine Dion left Caesar's Palace, they've not really had, I mean, they've had Elton, they've had Rod Stewart, they've had Bette Midler, all great artists. But Adele's a different level at the moment in her career. She's the new Celine Dion of Vegas. I'm told it's almost impossible to get in. Well, I'm not paying $25,000 for a ticket. She's added new shows, including a show on New Year's Eve. I thought this was sweet, though. Friends of mine were actually there in the cheap, when I say the cheap seats, they were the worst seats, the seats right at the back in the very last row, but they still were really expensive. In fact, what they paid for the worst seats is what I normally pay for the best seats. So that just goes to show you what sort of popularity demand there is to see Adele. She said she was really nervous at the top of the show before she belted out her huge hit, Hello. She went on to explain that she just wanted to start the show off small. You know, some pop concerts you go to, they start with a bang, fireworks and loud music and flashing lights. She wanted it just to be a piano and herself on stage. And then she said, "I've got a lot to tell you." She banters a lot. I like this during a show. Do you like it when the artist talks, or do you just want them to sing? I like it when they talk. She said, "It's been a bloody massive week for me," trying to do a Cockney accent, "because it's the Walking Dead finale on Sunday. That's why we love her, because she watches shows that we watch. And so she had lots and lots of superstars in the audience. It was brilliant. She even gave two members, she reassigned their seats, two audience members. She took them from the worst seats and put them right in the orchestra in the centre. And she plans to do this deed on future shows. So she knows how expensive it is to see her. She's aware of it. It's a big show, so she saves a couple of the best seats for fans who are in the worst seats, and then she upgrades them. I hear it's fantastic. Adele, you are a legend. This made me smile. Ryan Reynolds says Hugh Jackman's their best friends. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. Hugh tried to teach him how to dance, but it backfired. So Ryan is revealing that his longtime friend, Nemesis, they pretend not to like each other, but they really are the best of friends. "I was invited to the opening night of Hugh Jackman on Broadway in The Music Man. It was fabulous. Guess who was sitting right there in the front? His best friend, Ryan Reynolds." I was watching Ryan as much as Hugh. Ryan was giggling and clapping, the first one to jump to his feet, standing ovation at the end. Well, he has to sing and dance a little bit in his new Christmas movie with Will Ferrell. So Hugh Jackman offered to help. He said, "I'll help you, I'll teach you, I'll coach you," because it comes really naturally to Hugh. However, it doesn't come so naturally to Ryan. He said that Hugh gave him the following advice: "Just make sure you're listening to those cutoffs and those beats." And Ryan was like, "I don't hear any beats, man, and I don't know what a cutoff is. I don't think I do either." But then Hugh gave him the best advice ever. It really is great advice. If you want to dance, he said, just enjoy it. Just remember to enjoy it, because if you're enjoying it, the audience will enjoy it too. I think that's true in life. You don't need an audience, but something that you enjoy, other people will enjoy you doing. So if you're not enjoying it, then maybe this is not something you should be doing. I find that very few people are bad at the thing they love. The thing that they love, they often do really, really well. So try and figure out a way to make that into how you make your living. When I figured out that I could pay my rent from talking, from gossiping, from giggling about celebrities, I never worked another day in my life. I love doing this and I'm good at it. I think because I love it so much. So great advice there from Hugh Jackman. Oh, this ticket disaster with Taylor Swift. It's still ongoing. So she's finally addressed it. And she said, quote, it pisses me off. So she's finally spoken out about the Ticketmaster disaster. She issued a really long, I think it was like 3-4 paragraph statement 3 days ago after her pre-sales for her much hyped tour was really in chaos. So on the day that the tickets were meant to go on sale, Ticketmaster stopped the entire thing. They said, we can't do this because we'd have insufficient remaining ticket inventory. Now, in a long, lengthy, heartfelt message, Taylor said, quote, I'm offering no excuses. She said it was excruciating for her. She's so devoted to her fans. She really, really is. She said it's just disgruntling that Swifties felt like they went through several bear attacks to secure tickets. This is true. It shouldn't be this hard to buy tickets. But when you sell as many tickets as Taylor, there's only one company in the world that can handle that, and that's Ticketmaster, and they couldn't handle it. It's got out of control, hasn't it, buying tickets, because it's no longer just fans that are trying to buy tickets. It's people trying to make a fast buck. It's these bots, it's these companies, these algorithms who go on and they buy up, they swoop up all the good seats, and then they sell them for double, triple the price. It's like what's happening with Adele. Adele's not selling that ticket for $25,000. Somebody bought it at face value, probably a couple of thousand, still expensive, and then jacked the price up. So people are going in, companies are going in, scam artists are going in, and they're buying up as many Taylor Swift tickets as possible. And then they know they can resell them for double, triple the price. And we get screwed here. We don't get tickets. All the good tickets are not available to people like us. And that's why there's now going to be a government investigation into Ticketmaster. And it sounds silly, doesn't it? The government investigating Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster. But I'm actually all for it. The last time I tried to buy tickets, I went on, I realised really quickly, all the good seats were gone, but they were not bought by fans. No, they were either held back or sold to some special fan clubs or even sold to scammers who increased the price. So I know this sounds nuts. I'm just so mad about this because I love going to pop shows, concerts, but sometimes it's just too difficult and I'm not paying crazy scalper prices. So if anything here, I think something's good is going to come out of this. And once again, Taylor Swift saves the day. She's marvellous. She really is just marvellous. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's just us today, Naughties. But don't worry, I like it. I used to get really nervous about doing solo shows. When we first started this podcast, what was it, 2-3 years ago? Have we been together that long? I think we have. Gosh, when one of the co-hosts couldn't make it for whatever reason, I never asked, as I said, I was terrified to just sit here and talk for 15, 20 minutes. Now I enjoy it. I'm not saying I don't miss the co-host, but I've got you naughties, who make it so easy. Let's get to our poll question of the day. It's easy when you're talking with friends. Andy Cohen has clarified why he was shocked to hear about Bethany Frankel's new podcast. So just a reminder, Bethany, who really has sort of run away from Housewives, she doesn't want to talk about it. She was almost embarrassed about it. She never mentioned being on the show. And when she did interviews, press interviews, her PR people, Bethany often told the producers, the host, she doesn't want to talk about Housewives. Now she's doing a podcast and guess what it's about? Housewives. So our question was, are you Team Andy or Team Bethany? Let's have a look. 80% are Team Andy. You are Team Andy here. I am too, because it's just hypocritical, isn't it? I think if Bethany was honest and tells the truth, which is like, I know I ran away from Housewives for 3 years. I know I've talked dish about them. I know I've said horrible things, but I'm ready now to go back. Plus, I know the other stuff I've done hasn't really worked out so well. This is like my bread and butter. This is my sweet spot. So that's why I'm doing the podcast, to make a lot of money, get people listening. But she's not really presenting it like that. So I'm Team Andy too. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. Eva Mendes confirms that she and Ryan Gosling are really married, sort of. So Mendes seemingly confirms that the two of them got married, because this rumour has been circulating forever. During an interview, she referred to Ryan as my husband. Quote, everyone is welcoming here, and my husband, Ryan, is here, and we are having the best time. They're in Australia. So this follows a post of a new tattoo that reads De Gosling, which is Mrs. Gosling. The couple got together in 2011, shared two daughters, so now she's publicly calling Ryan Gosling her husband. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. It's Kris Jenner. So Kris has revealed her first ever holiday card with her boyfriend, Corey Gamble, and she said, love how they came out. So all of this appears to be really sweet, doesn't it? I know you're like, why is this the naughtiest? It's lovely. It's love, holiday cheer, first Christmas cards. The Kardashians are known for doing these big portraits, these family Christmas cards. I love them each year. However, this year's card is sponsored by Shutterfly. Kris has a huge deal with this company, and so in her tag, she says the following. This year, Corey Gamble and I made our very first holiday card together with Shutterfly, and we love how it came out. We can't wait to send them to family and friends and celebrate the season. Oh, Kris, even your Christmas card is a plug. It drives me crazy. I should probably be impressed. Everything's a deal with Kris Jenner. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. So this is an unlikely person for us to quote on the show, but Eleanor Roosevelt said the following, and I love this. To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. I think about that all the time. For myself, I try to be logical. I lead with my head, my brain. But when it comes to dealing with others, I try to lead with my heart. Hey, that is it for today. My heart is full of love today. Thank you so much for making this so easy and for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and the Naughty Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, sing along, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.